every little detail stand out. Her eyes go wide, and she lifts her hands up in a too human gesture. She makes sounds no human could ever hope to copy. A mixture of bells and chimes and somehow... light? I don't understand you, I tell her. Not that I think she will understand me, but maybe she'll realize I'm trying to communicate with her. She gestures toward me in a come-here motion with her hands. I don't even know if she understands human gestures. Her motion could mean anything. But I try to make her understand by pointing at my legs and shaking my head back and forth. She cocks her head to the side, eyes narrowing. Okay, she doesn't understand. At least she has an excuse, being alien and all. My legs don't work, I explain. I lift one leg, drop it back to the deck, and then do the same to the other. It isn't as if they look like healthy human legs. Even with my physical therapy and the induced exercise my armor gives me, they are still far smaller than proportional. Of course, an alien might not realize that. My demonstration seems to have explained it to her, though. She walks toward me, hands out, palms up, and slides her arms under me. I wince for a second, fear coming back to me as she lifts me up off the ground with no more effort than Luke would have exerted. Oh God, Luke! He's got to be freaking out right about now. I wish I could contact him, let him know I'm okay. She says something to me that I still don't understand, but I take the hint. I put one arm around her shoulder to stabilize myself as she carries me out of the cell. Or room. I'm not sure yet. We're on a spaceship. I can tell that much. The air is dry and cold, the deck is flat, and the walls curve in. If I had to guess, it's a small ship. I'm not sure how aliens would classify vehicles, but maybe a scout ship of some kind? The metal in front of us just flows and forms a doorway into the cockpit. I need to study that. Liquid metal? That means molecular instability in structurally dense material. Rearranging molecules with nanites, maybe? Or electrical frequency? I almost miss the room she carries me into. I'm so busy examining the door as it flows closed behind us. Blue light shines from in front of us. I face forward to see what it is, and I let out a gasp. We're in high orbit. I can see almost the entire Earth from the view screen. The moon hangs in the distance on its unending journey around my home. She motions with her head, and a chair forms out of the deck for me to sit. She places me gently in the new seat. It slides around under me as it conforms to my shape. I giggle from the tickling the dull metal gives me as it strives to fit perfectly. My head spins at the possibilities of a metal that can reshape on the fly. I could have armor that float around me like a liquid. It would be much lighter. Or maybe use it as a second skin under a hardened surface? The possibilities are limitless. She sits down opposite, leaning toward me like she wants to share a secret. Her eyes glow fiercely in the dim cockpit, casting an orange hue on everything. The light of her eyes warms my skin where it touches. It grows even brighter, and I try to close my eyes, but I can't. Panic grips me for a second, and I start thinking she's going to eat me or something. Then the light vanishes. The alien's skin flows like the metal of the ship, her body reshaping. And when it finishes, she's still a work of art. Beautiful golden hair, sun-kissed skin, and eyes so blue I could mistake them for colored LEDs. She looks more than a little like me, or an idealized version of me. Small, pert, thin, but with features a lot like my own. For a heartbeat, she's naked, perfect as a painting and anatomically correct, before her uniform returns to cover her now human-shaped body. Hi, I say with a smile and a wave. Her mouth opens, but her perfectly formed lips just flap up and down for a second. She clears her throat and begins again. I take a deep breath and breathe out as I speak in an exaggerated manner. Hello, my name is Amelia. She breathes in deeply through her nose. Hello, my name is Amelia. She says with a smile. Her voice even sounds a little like me.